Welcome to the Forbes India Cover Story podcast series in association with theindycars.com. My name is Abhishek, and this issue is among my personal favorites every year. It chronicles exploits of 30 individuals under the age of 30. The 30 under 30 brings us stories of those who've excelled in their respective fields and stood out. And to talk us through this year's edition, we have with us Anubhuti Mata. Hi, Anubhuti. Thanks for joining in.
Hi, Abhishek. I hope you're doing well. I think you've spoken for all of us because we look forward to working on this list and this issue the most. And we are so delighted to present Forbes India 30 Under 30, the class of 2024. We are now in the 11th year and thrilled that we've built a cohort of 300 plus people from diverse fields, and also so proud of the fact that, you know, past listees continue to make waves. If I had to give you a few examples, we can talk about Akib Wani, who has been our winner in the design category in 2021. And he's the man behind the Indian cricket team's newly designed jerseys for the ODI, T20 and Test formats. Then, of course, there's cricketer Shubman Gill, also a 2021 listee in the sports category. And he became only the third Indian batter to score 10 international centuries at the age of 24, joining legends such as Sachin Tendulkar and Virat Kohli. And then we have actor Tripti Dimri, on whom I think half the country has a crush on currently. She's being praised for a refreshing and full-bodied performance in movies such as Animal and Kala. And lastly, how can we forget our javelin star and golden boy, Neeraj Chopra, who brought home 2 gold medals from the Asian Games and World Championships last year.
I think very clearly journalists also seem to be excited about covering such kind of stories. So how is it different when it comes to covering these folks? How machine-like are they in their responses? Is it a little more refreshing to talk to someone who doesn't have media training? How is it from the journalist's perspective?
You know, what makes it interesting is the fact that the current list, like all lists, does not comprise well-established names or next-generation entrepreneurs. While we are filtering our nominees, of course, one of the biggest filters is age. But the other things that we look for is the uniqueness of the company, its viability, scalability, proof of concept. And of course, we pay attention to the fact that we pick winners who are self-made. So I think self-made is the word with the most prominence here. And that's why I think we love speaking to these people and we love writing their stories. And this edition of Forbes India 30 Under 30 is a landmark of sorts because 4 of the 5 who feature on the cover are women. The list itself has 9 women and 15 if you include the special mentions. So if I could just talk about those who've featured on the cover, we have athletes Parul Chaudhary, who's on the cover. She's the winner of the gold and the silver medals at the Asian Games in steeplechase and 5,000 meters. And Jyoti Yaraji, known to be the country's fastest hurdler, who has won a silver at the recent Asian Games. They're both also in the Indian contingent participating in the 2024 Paris Olympics. Another cover face, Rashmika Mandanna of the Animal movie fame, and Radhika Madan, who featured in Saas Bahu or Flamingo in 2023 and others, is one of our other female winners. There's another very interesting story of the 29-year-old Sita Lakshmi Narayanan, who's also on the cover. She's the youngest ever vice president of Premji Invest in its 17-year history, and she's led 7 investments aggregating over $300 million. Then there's our 25-year-old Aditi Sehgal, also known as Dot, who's our winner in the music category. She boasts 2 lakh monthly listeners on Spotify and has garnered a loyal fan base, particularly for her songs in Zoya Akhtar's The Archies, in which she also debuted as an actor. Yeah, if I were to talk about another cover face, also our female winner, it's the 25-year-old Anushka Rathod. And she's known for simplifying complex financial subjects, and she's our winner in the digital content creator category. And she boasts a combined 1.8 million followers across her social media handles. And one of the other 9 female winners is Priha Biswas. She's the chief product officer of India's first voice-based AI for healthcare professionals at a company called Ognito. She's built 3 products with the company, which are used by doctors and clinicians at over 350 hospitals across 20 countries.
And some of them are quite young, aren't they? I mean, now Zepto has become literally a household name where almost everybody would have ordered some groceries there from the pandemic to now. You cover Adith Palicha and Kaivalya Vora, who are just 21. They started Zepto when they were 19. And it's already a unicorn.
Yeah, and would you believe that Zepto that we all use on an everyday basis actually started as a WhatsApp group? So, and it has now become one of the fastest growing internet companies in India today, and it is also a recently minted unicorn. It's so interesting to even think of a small thing becoming so big.
Especially because their model appears to be such that they've beaten deep entrenched companies when it comes to delivering within those 10 to 15 minutes. Indeed, there are competitors already established, and it's quite a hotly contested place, but they are right up there. And it's not just the founders that Forbes India has profiled. I read there's one story on Vishnu Acharya, who is a key member of the top brass at Razorpay. He appears to be the main bloke who is responsible for the outfit's inorganic growth, that is mergers and acquisitions. Would that be right? And how did you spot him?
Yeah, that's right. And to think about him, he's just 29 and he claims to have closed deals worth $200 million across over 12 acquisitions while expanding Razorpay's business in new areas and new markets. So he's a winner in the finance category, and I'm so glad that we featured one of the professionals there. And because a large chunk of the 30 under 30 list is, of course, made of entrepreneurs, but we try and get as many professionals as we can as well.
Previously, you also spoke about content creator. I think Aditi Sehgal is whom you talked about. There's also Dipraj Zadav.
Yes.
And one quote that I liked, and I'm sure this must be from every content creator out there, is that he says, "My parents weren't quite sure about the work I did," unquote. And of course, they must have changed their mind after he started becoming popular with whatever it is that he did. So what's his story? What does he do?
Yeah, so actually, the quote that you spoke about is quite common when we put out our annual digital content creator issue as well. This is one of the things that we get to hear from a lot of content creators. And also the fact that how it is only now, maybe in the past couple of years, that people have started thinking about this profession as a serious one. And I think those guys are the one making the most amount of money at this point in time. So it should be thought of as a serious one. But talking about Dipraj Jadhav, he comes from a small town in Maharashtra called Shirpur. And says that, you know, his life took an unexpected turn when a video he edited, he went viral in 2015. It was nothing but a meme mashup of a dialogue by actor Ritesh Deshmukh, if you remember, from a Marathi movie called Laye Bhari, with a video clip juxtaposed from the English film Kung Fu Panda, and it garnered a massive amount of views. So, you know, now the mashup wizard, as he's commonly known as, he has a million followers on Instagram and hundreds and thousands on YouTube and Facebook. And his wish was that he always wanted to work in the film industry in some manner. And in the past couple of years, I think he's made it there because he got an opportunity to work as an assistant editor for movies and web series like Butler House, Marjava and Rocket Boys. So if this is not inspiring, what is?
No, the kind of things that you can do on a laptop and with a decent internet connection, if you're creative, I think people will follow you. Even if the content is, you know, it need not be top production quality as long as it is interesting. And I think that's where I watched that Laye Bhari clip. It was funny. So I'm sure he would have quite a lot of similar ones to garner that kind of following. And in the interest of time, would you have any other highlights that you'd like to cover? What else can the reader expect in this issue?
There are 19 categories this year. B2B is the new addition. There is one unicorn on the list, and we've spoken about it, and that's Zepto. If we were to talk about the biggest amount raised by a listee this year, it's $235.4 million. And you'll have to go through the list or buy the issue to know which listee that is. And I spoke about having, if not equal, a fair amount of professionals other than entrepreneurs on the list. And there are 13 professionals on the list this year.
There's a lot to cover, urging all listeners to pick this one up like any other, but particularly so this one. And thank you very much, Anubhuti, for your time on this podcast.
Thank you so much, Abhishek. It is always fun to work with you.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say. All you listeners, you can get this podcast on ForbesIndia.com or any other app that you use to download your podcasts and to have someone call you for a Forbes India subscription, message Forbes to 51818.